Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. A question for you. What is your outlook for the future? You know, there are many things that we can place our trust in, but there is only one in whom we can place our trust in and know that we have not misplaced our trust. Misplaced trust, of course, is the reason why many people are discouraged today. They trusted in someone's words, and that person couldn't come through on those words, couldn't make good on the promise. And so the life is now in shambles. They're disappointed. The person may have meant well, saying, well, I will do this for you. I'll provide. I'll give this to you. I'll come help you. And they could not. The fact remains is that you had a need and they couldn't come through. Well, that many times will cloud one's outlook for the future, looking back at how things have been. Well, just remember, though, if you have found yourself in the midst of a failing situation and it seems to be getting worse, on what did you start out trusting? On what did you place your hope, or in what did you place your hope? Did you place your hope in the counsel of God, or did you place your hope in the counsel of men or in the feelings of men? What is your outlook for the future? The psalmist had his answer. Truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. So he is saying, my deliverance will come from God. One of the blessed things we can know about the Lord in our time with him is that we're not going to find him in a different mood today. One thing I tell young husbands is this. Now that you're married, don't tie your emotions to your wife's emotions. Find your hope in the Lord. And same thing for wives. Don't tie your emotions to your husband's emotions. Now, of course, it's impossible to go through life as husband and wife without being affected by the feelings of one or the other. But a man should not tie his emotions to his wife's emotions, and he is to be fixed on the Lord. He's to be resting in the Lord. The wife should be resting in the Lord. The husband may make promises, and he will not be able to live up to those promises. But the Lord tells us in his word, wait upon God. Verse 5 of chapter of Psalm 62, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. That's what God would have us to do. Are you trusting in him? You see, he remains the same. He doesn't have to wait until he reads the newspaper stock report to find out what kind of day he is going to have. Nor does he have to wait to see how you're going to respond in a situation before he can declare this to be a good day. You see, God is one who remains the same. And he's not going to change his mind about loving you because of a failure you've had in your life or something you have disappointed others in. He hasn't changed his mind about you. For then, if that were the case, then Christ would have to not die on the cross for you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. God loved us first. Now, were you alive when Christ died on the cross? No. Had you sinned when he died on the cross? You weren't even born. Now, and so he loved you in the future. And everything that you did was on this side of that great act that he had. He demonstrated his love for you. He demonstrated that love, and it remains the same. What is your outlook for the future? I pray that it is as bright as God's promises are, as sure as God himself is, because your hope is to be in him. And so many are bitter today because they placed their trust in someone or something and things didn't come out the way they expected them. Please, don't be like the person who stepped down on his foot and found that his ankle was sore, or one who bit into something and his tooth was not faithful and broke. Trust in the rock, the salvation of God. He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our high tower. Rest in him, and your future is as bright as the promises of God. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.